in Chicago on my way to see a friend. The midnight flight was canceled to put me up in a Holiday Inn. Too late to go downtown, too early to turn in. So I followed the arrows to the lounge where the band was getting it on. Grabbed a drink, pulled up a seat just like a young Don Juan. Slicked back my hair, tried to prepare for what was to come. There were double knitted conventioners in patent leather shoes, intoxicated salesmen in white tie, white belt, white boots, hustling AWOL housewives in two-tone tacky jumpsuits. The gals were girlishly whirling dervishly pictures of rhythm and rhyme. Guys were moving spasmodically, grooving in and out of time. Try as they might on their feet to be light, white boys just can't dance.
Why can't white boys dance? Why can't white boys dance? Oh, when they're given a chance, why can't white boys dance?
Flailing wildly like a raging bull in heat, epileptically jerking his elbows, hips, and knees, frantic on his feet, but not to the beat.
Another was catatonic with moves so measured and small.
His jitterbug was statuesque, his shimmy slowed to a stall. If he wasn't supposed to be dancing, you swear he wasn't moving at all. There was a big city bruiser, an off-duty cruiser with muscles of concrete. A real line harder, stomping his partner with random rambling feet. A graceless Attila, I hope he don't kill a lady so petite. The gals were girlishly whirling dervishly pictures of rhythm and rhyme. Guys were moving spasmodically, grooving in and out of time. Try as they might on their feet to be light, white boys just can't dance.